This is the Life Truth Network.
Recording in progress is what mine says.
All right. Well, as long as it don't get too progressive, we're okay.
Yeah. Well, let's not do that, but let's go ahead and get started.
Quest for our truth. Episode 353.
Healthsley Podcast Network.
HPN, in conjunction with Protectors of the Book, presents
Quest for Truth.
Now located at life-truth.com.
Seeking the truth about God, faith, and the Bible.
Life Truth. Comparing worldviews in a casual setting. Digging deep into the Bible and its challenges.
Here are your podcast host deputies, Keith Heltzley and Nathan Caldwell.
And now, here are your hosts. Oh, come on. Do I really have to read this? They're charming, handsome, and the most wonderful men in the world. Oh, somebody, please shoot me. Keith Heltzley and Nathan Caldwell.
Hey, everybody, this is your host, Keith, and it is time for Quest for Truth. And we actually are live in the studio today, meaning that we're both talking live and recording live. And by we, I mean Nathan Caldwell is here.
Cricket. I'm here.
All right. And all the anticipated delays are out of the way, so we can just talk for, well, not all day, but for a little bit.
A few minutes, yeah.
Well, this is actually, I guess, be our official beginning of the year podcast. We always like to do first week of the month, our Truth Exposed, and that would have been last week. So I know we're a week or two delayed on our welcoming the new year, but here we are.
Yep.
Officially. And I thought we'd jump on the bandwagon. I'm sure everybody's sick of it by now. Reflect on the past year. Anticipate the new year. We'll try not to beat any dead horses out there that other folks have touched on.
Wait, we'll try not to do what now?
Beat on any of the other horses that the other podcasters out there who may have touched on.
Okay, just hold on just a second. Hey, Ralph, put the dead horse back. You're not going to beat it after all. All right. Okay, we're okay.
Okay. Yeah. But,
I'm sure we'll beat one or two.
Well, I'm sure it'll be totally unavoidable. We'll have to bring out the whipping boy or something later. Yeah. A Quest for Truth. We like to talk about, of course, Bible and God and what that means to our lives, but we also talk about worldviews and things that affect us in, you know, well, reality, you know.
Absolutely.
Because that's what it's all about. And I thought we'd kind of reflect on the past year, thinking about maybe some of the large scale things, like maybe national, global scale, maybe some moderate range things like family and work issues or church and work issues, and maybe bring it a little closer home and personal things, personal goals for the future, stuff like that.
But first, two great books and one website. Visit scribingforeternity.org. There are two books that I would like to recommend you purchase. What they, meaning people who aren't Christians, other religions believe, and what we believe. Systematic Theology Made Simple. Both are great resources, especially if you plan on witnessing to somebody. scribingforeternity.org.
We live in a world whose primary concern is feeling good. Even some Christians think all you need to do is name and claim your rescue from strife. Yes, Jesus healed lepers. And yes, he rose Lazarus from the dead. But don't forget that Jesus let Lazarus die before acting, so God's glory would be shown. God will take care of his people. just not always in the ways we expect or desire in the present. Countering the culture in our quest for truth, this is Nathan Caldwell for Countershock. Check out all we have to offer at the Life Truth Network, life-truth.com.
So how has your year been this past year?
Different.
Yeah, well, they all are.
It's just, I don't know.
They had this thing out there called COVID. It's been kind of,
yeah, that's,
you know,
it. That's
probably nobody's heard of it at all, but you know, we've kind of been dealing with that, you know, globally.
I've got a few family members that have it now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's heavy out there.
And all the family members of mine that have it now are all fully vaccinated and boosted.
Isn't that an interesting thought?
And the ones who, well, I'll take that back. All of them, except for one that I know of, has not been vaccinated at all. And she actually had all these comorbidity things, diabetic, overweight, but she pulled through it fine.
Well, praise the Lord.
Without the vaccines. Now, it didn't mean she didn't go to the hospital, but she pulled
through. We're not giving anybody medical advice. We're just telling you stories of what actually happened.
They're just making observations here. It's just interesting how that's worked out. And it's also interesting how at the beginning of the year, it was misinformation to basically tell the truth. And now even the leftist media is saying, you know,
maybe we've gone a little too far.
We're coming around to, you know, maybe we should have done it the other way. That the misinformation wasn't so missed. I don't want to point fingers. I want to say where I stand on it, but I'm just saying I find it humorous, interesting, making observational notices. But yeah, I mean, thankfully, I say thankfully in a very optimistic way that the COVID issue is pretty much run its course. I really think,
unfortunately,
that,
around here it hasn't. With Omicron, it's gotten really, really bad. Where our numbers here in Arkansas are soaring.
Yeah,
and our county is a big number in that. So I mean, it's bad.
You live there at the Capitol, right? Little Rock's the Capitol.
I live in the county that the Capitol's in. I don't technically live in the capital city,
right?
But I'm in the same county.
But even whenever you lived in suburbs, you were like suburbs right there at Little Rock.
Our little town, city, whatever you want to call it, is right next to Little Rock. Yes.
Well, my little town is about an hour away from St. Louis, so
we're St. Louis.
Well, if you ever go to St. Louis, don't ever use the word St. Louis because people won't like you very much.
I've already asked Susan if we could go to St. Louis for vacation. Something tells me it may not happen because of COVID.
Oh, well, you know,
I'm wanting to go to Narthex.
June 11th. I haven't signed up for it yet, but I need to get on there and do it.
For those who don't know, Narthex Con is the convention for That Story Show, which is run by James Kennison and John Steinklauber. They host the show, and it's a good, funny show. Now
it's a good comedy show, and it's ran by Christians, so they keep it really toned down. But it's funny. They're funny, but they keep it for kids 10 and up.
Now, if you're a nose in the air person,
and you don't like fart jokes,
then you probably don't want to listen to the show. Well, you know what, though? If your nose is in the air, I can understand why you don't want to know fart jokes.
You're trying to get away from that source as possible.
I've been stinks!
Yeah.
All right. So what else has been going on?
How has things been at like the work or your church and stuff? I know you've gone through some changes with that.
Well, I've resigned from the church I was pastoring, but I'm a member of the church that we were a member at before I pastored. So I went back home church. And that's going well. Our pastor is a really good preacher. He does a great job.
That's your dad, right?
No, it is not.
Oh, so you have to say that if he is.
dad is still pastoring, but not at the church I'm at.
Yeah.
It's a little, we'd have to drive like an hour or so, actually probably more than an hour to get to the church he's pastoring. But God is good. I mean, it's work has been stressful, not because work is just because anxiety and depression. And so getting through a day can be rough. And I know that if Mr. Kennison is listening, he gets that. He understands for sure. Some others with anxiety and depression will understand that as well, that sometimes it's just hard to get through the day. But I'm surviving. I'm making it. And
and
we've been making some progress with Protectorate Productions and Life Truth Network. But I know that you may not be ready for that yet.
I was going to maybe include that with the personal area. But yeah, we almost was able to run by your neck of the woods November, just a couple months ago.
Wow.
Because I went to go visit my son who's out there in Wichita, Kansas. And I knew we wouldn't really be able to make it, but I was kind of hoping we could take a really wide circle down
right. From
Wichita through Little Rock and back. But it would have just added like double the distance to get home.
Yeah, sometimes it's not realistic. And
we kind of want to do a little bit of sightseeing because I forget where it's at in Kansas. They have a dinosaur museum where they have like huge life-size dinosaurs there and stuff. And,
oh, wow.
And we want to do a little bit of sightseeing on the way back. So we didn't quite, but I was really kind of hoping that we could have worked it out. But on a more personal level, podcasting you mentioned, how's your other adventures? Let's not talk about Laugh Truth. Let's talk about the other stuff we're doing.
I did put out a Christmas episode of the comedy show, which is Protectorate Productions comedy showcase. Is that right?
Yeah, well, it's your show.
I think that's right.
So for listeners, when those they do get posted on Life Truth. com, but when they do, it's just a link that says go visit the feed over on Anchor, because we're not allowed to post the audio directly on our site. But I did change the theme up a little bit, and I did include a footer area, and there is an RSS feed that shows up, so you can always catch it by clicking through there.
And I'm almost ready to post a Nature Nowhere. I've actually finished production of a Nature Nowhere. I finished it yesterday and today.
And that's your YouTube channel.
That's the YouTube. Yeah. And also, yesterday Stronghold episode 5 was published.
Yeah, that was really good. A good script, good production. Yeah.
And actually a good length for this time. I mean, it was. Oh,
and you know what else? I didn't notice it in the show. But I noticed in the credits you mentioned Anthony Russo. So I got to go back and listen to it again and see what part he played.
Who was he?
I didn't catch it. I didn't catch it.
You want me to tell you? I can tell you.
Yeah, that's fine.
He has one line. He's the bailiff.
Oh.
In court. Now, John Steinklobber is hard to catch, too. He's in there, but he's...
He does so many voices, yeah.
How do I put this? You have to listen really close to hear him. In the scene where your character, the one you play, Mike Pat and Nick, he's eating popcorn and watching a movie.
Oh, he's on the movie, yeah.
If you listen really close, you can hear an advertisement in the background. John Steinklobber did that advertisement for me. Like, I wrote it and he did it for me.
Okay. I know there was like a TV in the background, but it's kind of low, hard to hear.
Yeah. I was trying to make it realistic, as you know.
Yeah. But yeah, that was the folks will go listen to that. It's posted. It'll be the show right before this one on our podcast link.
And if you haven't heard the other four, it's out there.
Now we have a channel for that, right? Or a category. So
we have a category for Stronghold.
Again, yes, in the sidebar, we have category section. Just find that category. You can catch them all in one spot.
Yeah. Got to catch them all. Oh, wait, we can't say that. I think that statement's taken, I think.
What's that?
Got to catch them all.
Is it? That's news to me.
That's the Pokemon phrase.
Oh, well, that's why I don't
catch them all.
I don't watch Pokemon.
I don't really, but I know about it. Yeah. I play it when I get a chance.
So your kids watch it, so you kind of absorb it through osmosis, huh?
No, I grew up with it. I grew up with it. Okay. I'm a Pokemon geek. I just don't watch the cartoons. I like the video games.
Yeah, I guess our kids watched it. But I don't. They were more into Digimon, which I was really annoyed.
I liked it too.
The reason I think Digimon is annoying is because like every 10 seconds they sing their theme song.
Oh really?
Digimon, digital monsters, digital are the champions.
Oh yeah. My goodness!
So like every 10 seconds they're saying that. Like, oh come on, people! Now stop changing the Digimon. Stop funny. It.
That's funny.
I was kind of gripe about that in a fun way.
We have made progress. It's slow progress, but we've made progress. Now, we did get a few Luke episodes out last year, didn't we?
Yeah, we're up to 14, and I've been working on script 15 for a while. Every time I sit down to do it, I know how I want it to go, but I just can't get it to flow out of my head to the computer keyboard. I'm still working on it. I got a little bit to go on it, but I know how want it to go.
You know, there's an app for that, right?
What's that?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. There's really not an app for that. I just, that's what they say about everything.
Well, one thing that could help is if I was smart enough. Oh, my watch is talking. If I was smart enough to use dictation more often, it would probably help out a lot.
Until autocorrect sets in or something.
Well, I've done it before where with say my old time radio podcast, which is retro-otr.com for folks who want to know. And again, to footer, there's an RSS feed to catch those.
Right.
For example, if I want to binge on say a series of episodes so I can knock out the whole month worth of all the, well, there's a series I'm working on now called American History Through the Eyes of Radio. Huh. It's not my series. It's one that's out there on archive.org, but I'm posting it on my podcast in the same order that's listed there. But one thing about my podcast is, hey, the old-time radio shows are not mine. They are all in open source public domain because they're so old. But I write all the show notes are all me. If you read the show notes, that's my original contribution to it. And I don't like to post anything unless there's a show note to it. And so I'll sit down with my iPhone and hit dictate, and I'll just start. I listen into the show and type in, dictate some notes. And I listen to about, a couple hours worth doing it that way.
Wow.
And then I'll go back and correct all the glitches and the misheard words. And it's like, what did I say there? I'll make up something. I make it up in light of I did listen to the show. So I know what the show was doing or saying or whatever. I mangled my own words, basically.
If you see that there's not extensive show notes on an episode, that's probably the lazy other guy.
I try to keep show notes very lightweight. For example, I've seen some places that try to give a verbatim transcript of this person says, that person says.
I always thought, why do you?
I don't.
Then you wouldn't have to listen. I just.
Well, there's benefit to that because if someone is deaf or hearing impaired,
right? Okay,
they have the script.
But right.
I don't do that. I don't try to recreate every transcripted show. I want to give basically a beginning, middle, and end. This is
right.
This is the gist of the show, because especially detective shows, sometimes all you get is like Sam Spade, case of the Velvet Glove matter or something. Like, what does that mean? What happened? What is that? And so who is in that? What kind of crime was it? Why did Sam Spade have to do? And so I'll try to give a basic beginning, middle, and end. So people can say, oh yeah, that's the episode where he goes on the boat, he says and does blah, blah. And that's why I do that. But I try not to go overboard with it. And so my show notes typically run between 100 and 200 words for a 15-minute show, and between 200 and 300 for a 30-minute show, something like that. It's just enough to say this is the gist of the story and what's happening. When I dictate, I don't try to be super thorough. I just try to get the basics of the action that's happening. That way someone thinks, hey, this sounds pretty good. I want to learn more about that. So that's kind of, I try to also make something of a teaser when I do that. So that's some, I guess, some personal level stuff on me with podcasting and whatnot. We've gone through some changes this year. We've been at our church that we go to now. Well, we switched over the year before, just about time all the lockdowns hit. I think we went like 2 or 3 weeks, and then they came out with all the lockdowns. And so we're kind of not there for a little bit, and they started services up, and they slowly been rolling back into a full program. They haven't really.
If you hear clitter clatter, it's my dog. Sorry.
I thought you were saying on my end, because my watch, if I move my hand, it'll make a click sound and announce things. Because for Christmas, I got an Apple Watch.
Oh, how is it? You like it?
Yeah. I'm
fine. Is it accessible?
Yeah, it is. I got the Mickey Mouse watch face on it, so Mickey Mouse tells you the time and laughs at you.
He really talks?
Yeah, well, I don't have it set on Mickey right now. I have it set on one that's called Astronomy, because it gives you the phases of the moon.
Oh, wow.
Which I really like better, because it doesn't give you information overload. It's just at the top is phases of the moon, then it has a time and a date. That's all I really care about. If I want all the other stuff the watch does, like heartbeat and blood oxygen levels and stand up because you're sitting down for too long, you stupid moron.
Does it really say that?
No. Okay. But it probably should. I have a watch face for that too. It's like full of activity stuff, get up and move and stuff.
Oh, wow.
But I dragged my feet for a long time on it, and my brother and sister both got one. And the main reason that nudged me towards it is all the health features that it does.
Oh, wow.
You know, like tracking your heart rate. You can wear it at night, and it tracks your sleeping.
Weird.
So it tells you how long you were in bed, how long you were asleep. It's like your own personal stalker.
I don't know that I could wear a watch at night. I'd be good to wear it in the day if I wear. I rarely wear one anyway.
Yeah, I've gotten out of the habit of wearing a watch, but whenever I wear one, I usually will take it off at night, let my wrist have a chance to, you know, breathe.
Yep.
But I've been wearing it at night just for the health features. But when you do that, you usually have to take it off for a while during the day to charge it, because it doesn't stay charged forever. You got
right.
It'll last a good full day, but the Apple Watch 7, it'll charge super, super fast. It takes about an hour, between an hour and a half, and it's fully charged. Yeah. So if on your lunch break, put it on the charger. By the time we're done, Wow. It's pretty much charged.
Sure.
So that's what we've been doing this past year, some global things and work things and personal things. So on the year coming up, how do you anticipate? How do you foresee or whatever?
Well, we're waiting on a voice for Crimson Garden at 8. And I think one voice, and then Jimmy David Robbins, our producer, can put it together. But, you know, it takes forever to get some voices because people are so busy. I'm hoping that by the end of the year, that'll be done, because I'm going to be sending some texts to this guy going, hey, we really need this. But I would like to see more progress on episode 4 of Dangerous Christian. I mean, we've got a whole year. There's no reason, you know, why that shouldn't, even if it's not done, I just want progress on it. I want to know it's coming. It's still coming. You know what I mean?
I was thinking, because CJ's your nephew, right? He did the voice of the little boy on the
yeah, but I think
but now he's older and his voice has probably changed now.
I think we're going to get Jason to do it now, his brother. So I was thinking brother to do the voice.
We could probably cast him to do the older brother who hasn't made an appearance in the script yet, so he could play both the younger and older brother.
If he wants to. I'm not sure if he wants to or not.
If you're still into that kind of thing. Because kids change, and when they get older, and they don't want to do stuff anymore.
But I might offer it to him when we get there. It's there's a lot going on. And then, of course, life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning guitar slowly but surely, and he is happy with the progress I'm making, my instructor. So yeah.
So how soon is it going to be before he can play our new theme song?
I don't even know what our new theme song is.
Whatever you want to do, I'll let you just ad lib it. Okay. I'll just say lay me out a 12 bar blues progression, and you can just.
Nah, I ain't there yet.
We'll have to have Kevin Zerbe or somebody write a score for you to play.
I can't do that either. I can't read music quite that well yet. So,
yeah, well, I used to be able to read it some, but I wouldn't say I was very good at it.
Do you play anything?
Harmonica. I used to play clarinet. And I probably still could, but the neuropathy in my hands are just so bad. I can't get the fingering, I'm sure. I years ago plunked away at a guitar, but I was never really that great at it. I was probably better on clarinet.
So do you still play the harmonica?
Oh, yeah. Harmonica is pretty easy. You just kind of hold it and move it back and forth as you're blowing and drawing it to the holes.
Oh, okay.
And there's other techniques, but I have a actually played it in a little while, but I keep intending to whip it out and practice. But then piano, I was learning piano for a while, and we do have a piano here, but the way our main floor here where the piano is at is where all the kids here sleep.
Yeah.
So it's like, all I gotta do is walk from the back of the room to the front of the room. After climbing over mountains of toys and clothes and beds,
and kids,
Grandpa, get out of here! You're gonna step on stuff or break it. And so I was like, I really haven't practiced in a few years now, but I used to do okay with it.
Wow!
I used to tell a guy I know I could play any song you want as long as it sounds like the love song or the theme song from Love Story. Everything I play sounds like it. Of course, I can play other, riffs, a little rock or boogie riff and stuff, and some chords. But it's been a while. I would like to get more musical practice in, but probably I'll stick to harmonica if I do more with this upcoming year.
So what are you planning on working on? I mean, I know, are you looking at any new radio, old time radio stuff? Or are you going to stick with the same? Or,
well, I've actually streamlined a lot of my old time radio shows. I at one time I would put out 6 or 8 or 9 shows a day. And one guy told me, that's way too many. I can't keep up with your stuff. And so I kind of eventually slowed down and just got to be where it's like, okay, just 2 shows a day, at least one. Once in a while, if it's a special thing, like, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, holiday season, where people are, I may do an extra 1 or 2 just because. But I try to keep it under control. And, you know, last year we had a weird thing with the server crash, and a bunch of my episodes got munched. And I'm still in the process of fixing that. It's going to be a long, slow process to work on.
But the site looks good. I mean, everything looks good. It hasn't been, it took a minute to get back to order, but once we did, I think we ended up, probably ended up better off than we were.
Yeah. We've actually got a newsletter on our life-truth.com. It's just a little 6-series gospel message. We just recently put that out. We actually have 4 subscribers for that right now.
I need to put out the next one.
But basically, you get 6 mailings, and then that's all there is to it. So you're not going to get, like, bombarded after you get those 6. It's just going to go 6 and stop. So maybe we could do some follow-up stuff for that. Maybe that'll be a project for the year.
Maybe. I've still got to send out the next one.
Oh, well, I know I've gotten at least 2 or 3 of them, it seemed like. I thought I got them all 6. Because I think the way it's designed is just whenever you sign up, you just start getting them. I don't think you.
No, I had to. I've been having to manually send them.
Oh.
And so, I mean, I get so busy, I totally forget.
Okay. So anyway, well, there's that. Yeah, and that's a newsletter plug-in to the site. Being that it's so graphical. My hand-to-eye coordination doesn't allow me to use it, so I really know nothing about it, although it's supposed to be like one of the top to use with our WordPress platform we got. So speaking of lack of hand-to-eye coordination, recently somebody, as they do sometimes, said, how do you do what you do? Because they don't, you know, see anything. And so I thought, you know, that could be a project coming up in the year. If the listeners are interested, I could maybe do a spot once a month where I just demonstrate how I do something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not a bad idea because, you know, I've asked the question. That was one of the things that inspired me. I think it ended up, that's how we got together to some extent. Was I was impressed by what you were doing, and you know, you're a Christian, you're trying to put out clean content, and you know, I was like, how do you? And so, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, just real briefly, in case listeners are like, what are you talking about? What do you mean you can't see? Well, that means I'm blind, and not just a little bit. I'm totally blind and have been for the last 20 years, since 97, I became legally blind. I mean, in 2000, I ended up being totally blind. Before that, I was in the military. So that's kind of a fast overview. And just about time I was in that phase of going from some vision to no vision, that's why I learned how to do HTML. So I used to code websites from blank page to all the tags for everything, tags, tables, paragraphs, images. I could just do it all from this scratch. But after a while, it's like, you know, I could do more if I didn't have to type every little character. And that's when I got into working, basing things out of WordPress. I can
add in
plugins, and it makes it easier to maintain. And if I need to get in and hack code, I can. I know how to do it, but don't make me.
It's a pain.
I don't like to do it.
Because like you say, you got problems with your hands. You can't always feel everything.
Yeah.
And it makes for a rough time, I'm sure.
Yeah. And so, of course, with, you know, being blind, and besides maintaining not only life-true.com, but my retro-otr.com site and a couple other sites out there, I could probably give you the whole portfolio of them, but I'm sure people wouldn't be really super interested in that. But if you are, let me know. I'll send you some links. Then, of course, I got into podcasting back in 2007. I started with Old Time Radio, and I always thought, I felt like I wanted to do a gospel based podcast. And then we, you know, our paths crossed on that Facebook group, and went, well, let's toss out some ideas and see what sounds good. Here we are.
Yep.
6 years later, 7 years later. Wow. This is 2022. We started in 15.
Wow.
At this time of year.
Wow.
So there's
a lot happened in that time too.
Yeah, of course, I got, like, you know, fancy devices. You can't hear it, but my computer talks to me. My watch. Let's see.
56 a.m.
I probably heard that.
You know, held it closer to the microphone.
Okay. Does your car talk to you?
No, but my wife does when she's driving.
Oh, your car drove itself, and then you go turbo boost. Kit!
Whenever they come out with those, I would give one a try. Right now I do have a magic car. I just hop in the van and it drives around for a little while, and I hop out where I'm supposed to be. It's like magic. Of course, it all depends on the driver who's behind the wheel.
She might not feel that. If she don't feel that great, you don't have a driver.
Yeah.
How is she doing?
Wow. She just had a shoulder replacement just before Christmas. So that's her big dollar Christmas gift this year, is having a new shoulder.
I saw all those staples. It was like, whoa. Yeah.
So I think that's a good thing to anticipate this year, is she'll be doing a lot better with her shoulder. And if it works out well, she is planning on having her other shoulder done too.
All right.
Because one thing about her is, she's got a degenerative bone disease, and for years, you know, the soft tissue on the ends is worn away. So she's literally has been getting by on bone on bone in the sockets. And
that hurts.
Doctors say, how do you do what you do? She's like, well, God is great.
I would have thought maybe it was something like she refuses the alternative. She ain't going to quit.
Well, there's that. She doesn't have the option to quit, because we do have 5 grandkids who's been in the house for the past, well, since the summer of 2019.
And one big kid.
Yeah. It depends on what you mean by big kid. My son, who is their dad, lives here. And,
well, let's talk about you.
And yeah, then there's me. Now, we do have a grandson who is in a group home. He was here for a while, but there was some issues. He does great here at the house, but he does not do great at school.
Oh, okay.
And he was already in one of these institutional, you know, schools, and he does not do well there. His goal is to get back into the regular school system, but I kept telling him, it's not going to happen if you don't learn how to behave with this other place.
Right.
And he kept pushing, and now he's back into a group home. But
now, by group home, are you talking like foster care system, or?
it, how to describe it, he's basically a ward of the state, and Department of Human Services,
gotcha,
Child Protective Services, yeah, I'm are familiar overseeing with it. The case. And so they have these homes set up for kids who have troubled lives. Either they're
right.
trouble with the law, they have behavior issues, they they're either taken out of the home for whatever reason. Some are worse off than others. He's been doing really well where he's at. It's actually not very far from here. So about 40 minutes away, more or less. It's close enough it could seem more often, but because he just got placed there, he's still getting in with Christmas holidays and stuff. He's been getting settled in still. But usually by now, when he was at a group home before, he would have already had lots of times where he's blown up or gone off of people and literally been put in restraints and locked into a room. Yeah, he hasn't had that. So he's doing
right. Praise the Lord. So, praise the Lord. God is good. He takes care of us.
Yeah, but if we had him here, we'd have six kids. We got the space. Doesn't mean it's not cluttered or messy.
Forget the space. How do you get the energy?
Yeah, well, that's one of those reasons why grandma can't afford to sit still, even with her right. empty arm. You know?
Bless her heart.
So, hey, there we are. Kind of turned our looking ahead into more reflection. But I guess it's, you know, this is some of the limitations we have as we anticipate the year to come. I always anticipate a good year. I always consider myself to be an optimistic, practical person because I hope for the best. I don't expect it, but I hope for it.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Realist. That's the word. Practical realist.
I'm a glass totally empty kind of guy, but it's only because I drank it and it was delicious and I haven't refilled it yet. So, you know,
yeah,
and it was sweet tea in case anybody wanted to
know. Yeah, the Southern thing. You know, my wife does not like that.
Really?
She doesn't mind this living in the South. We lived in the South. She even picked up that Southern accent if you talked to her for more than 10 minutes.
Right.
She does not like sweet tea.
Wow. What about you?
I'm okay with it. I like anything, I don't like to overdo it, but I'm okay with it.
All right.
Attention, attention, calling all local agencies. Nationwide, this is a coded broadcast.
Ever wish you could get together with a friend over coffee each week and talk about God's Word? Me too. Hi, I'm Anthony Russo. I'm the host of Grace and Peace Radio. Grace and Peace Radio is a Christian living blog and podcast dedicated to engaging conversations about applying God's Word to everyday life. I hope you'll join me, Anthony Russo, on Grace and Peace Radio each week at graceandpeaceradio.com or right here on the ChristianPodcastCommunity.org.
Hey, this is Keith, co-host of Quest for Truth, and I wanted to take the time to feature a few of the fine podcasters you'll find over at ChristianPodcastCommunity.org. And you can find this page if you add /shows. And you'll find All God's Women with Sharon Wilharm. Hosted by Sharon Wilharm, a Bible study podcast working our way through the Bible one woman at a time. Doctrine Matters Podcast with Stephen Dew. Hosted by Stephen Dew, a podcast from a Reformed Baptist perspective designed to help the church understand their faith and equip them to live out the faith. One Little Candle with Rebecca Berschwinger. Hosted by Rebecca Berschwinger, dispelling the darkness with the light of God's truth while empowering believers to light their own little corner of the world. So, no matter which of these podcasters you choose to listen to, please do visit them at christianpodcastcommunity.org. If you add /shows behind the URL, you'll see all the shows that are listed there. Please do click on the podcast you want and listen to the shows, but also leave an email, comment, and email forms that are there and show a little support that way. It's free. This takes a little bit of time, and the podcasters will know that you are listening. Hey, and if you do that, tell them how you heard about their show. But yeah, so yeah, this is our anticipation of the new year, is using our limitations and restrictions and hoping for the best. You know, there's a lot of bad things out there that could happen, politics the way they are. Hey, we could drive our nation into the ground, but if that's what God has in store, you just have to buckle up and
pray hard.
Yeah, I was telling somebody last Sunday at church. You know, I think that America will end up failing maybe sooner than later, but I also think that God's going to have a protective hand over His people. That He'll either get them through it safely or get them out in some way.
Well, I mean, there is no promise that we will not be persecuted. There is no promise that we will not be killed for our faith, even in this country. I pray it doesn't happen. But, I mean, there's no guarantee. There's no magic.
Right.
This is the magic geography here that prevents that.
Oh, no. Well, the context of my statement is we had been studying in Ezekiel. And there was the passage where Ezekiel was telling Tyre, the city of Tyre, that was going to fall, and all the nations are going to fall, utter destruction left and right. But God had promised that His people would be taken out and safely planted back home before all mayhem breaks loose. And I got a feeling that even if America should go for a nosedive, that God's believers will be, if not extracted, protected. Doesn't mean it won't hurt.
Right.
But hey, you can be happy in poverty, or you can be happy in wealth, or you can be happy somewhere in between. Your circumstances shouldn't dictate that.
That's right.
The only circumstance that should dictate that is your salvation and your assurance of eternity.
Yes.
If you got that, what does it matter if you live in the woods someplace in a cardboard box or in a mansion on the big hill?
They can take my life. They can't take Jesus.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So that's...
But I pray that God's got a trick up his sleeve, so to speak, and I wouldn't mind.
Just like all the prophetic warnings in the Old Testament, God didn't send those warnings unless there was some hope of turning around. And I think there's plenty of warnings out there, a lot of warning signs for our nation and culture as it is, that all you got to do is heed those and realize, some of this nonsense about transgender confusion garbage is like no. Read science. Read a middle school science book. It doesn't take a lot. Read Genesis 1. Male and female produces after its own kind. There is no, you don't get pears from apple trees. You don't get human beings unless there's a male involved and a female involved. You can't have two of one or two of the other. And so people need to understand reality and not some false idea in their head,
right,
which is for all the nonsense is. So hopefully there'll be a year of people coming around. And like I said, when you got started, there's some signs of that, because journalists used to say, misinformation, you guys are wrong. But it turns out all the folks who were misinformation a year ago or 2 years ago that's been truth. Mm-hmm. So look, I always, when I read the news, it's like, these guys aren't saying everything. They're not telling me the whole story. And I'll go looking, what else is there? What are they not telling me? Because I know they're not telling me everything. And you got to have, it's not misinformation. It's complete information.
Right.
You're not filling in the gaps. Maybe it's because of me being blind. I don't know. I mean, I excel at people tell me. I walk in the room and say, hey, there's a chair over there. Sit down. I'm like, oh, yeah, great. There's a chair. I can sit down. But I don't know where over there is.
Right.
You got to be more specific.
Right.
There's a time I walk to the door. There's a chair. It's over there behind you. It's like, behind me? The only thing behind me is the door. What are you talking about behind me? What do you mean behind me? Is there not doors?
I can't sit down right now.
I can sit on the door. I mean, what do you? So sometimes people will tell you things, but they're not telling you everything you need to know.
Even when they think they are. So, you know. Right. Well, brother, that's about all.
So that's just one instance of my. Like I said, I'm optimistic. I'm not skeptical usually, but it's like. Sometimes it's like I can recognize that you're not telling me everything. So fill in the gaps. I can take it.
All right.
So it's been an awesome conversation.
Well, I hope I haven't put anybody to sleep.
So,
but
there's our kicking off the new year episode. We'll have to. Work on to get more time to get together as we do these. So,
yes.
If folks have any topics you want to hear us cover or talk about, or let us know.
Just yep.
Send an email, leave a comment on the show notes, all that good stuff. Hey, you know what? Here comes Anthony Russo to tell you how to do all that in our closing segments as we sign off and tell you thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Visit life-truth.com, where you can find all our shows. Leave a message or call our voicemail number at 401-753-4844. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lifetruthpage. Follow us on Twitter at HPNcast, capital H, capital P, capital N, capital C, AST. Everything Nathan Caldwell does can be found at facebook.com/protectorsofthebook. Music in the show is used by permission of Kevin Zerbe at zerbinator.wordpress.com. May God richly bless you. May you find everything you need, and if you don't know Jesus, your greatest need is a Savior. Thanks for listening.